from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I have always said that it pays to be on time. Welcome into Gwen and Chris, Friday edition. We were running about 100 meters on Monday and Tuesday when we had a half-hour show. Today we're going to extend out to about 200 meters. We're going a full hour today before we have to let it turn it over to Sam Levitt's pregame show. But Crisello here, Matt Scraby there, Tony Gwynn Jr. on vacation, Padres and Marlins tonight. Okay, now that you're here, now that we're all here, thanks for being with us. And here is my reward to you for being here and being on time. On Monday, the Padres are home to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They will return home to start a nice little 3-game homestand. I believe that's all it is. They play the Pirates next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then they go back to Colorado. But Monday night, the first 40,000 fans, and I'm telling you, they're going to be 40,000 at least on Monday, are going to get to take home a 1999 Tony Gwynn Henley jersey. I don't really know what the Henley thing, but it looks just like the road uniform that Tony himself wore in the 1998 World Series. The visiting uniforms that the Padres wore in the 98 series.
Oh, a Henley shirt is a collarless pullover shirt characterized by a round neckline. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. But it's a replica, really, of what.
Oh, we've already got callers, Chris. You better.
Well, you're going to have to hang up on them.
You better disclaimer.
Yeah, I will. Don't. If you're calling now, Scraby's just going to hang up on you. So you might as well wait a minute. But the jerseys are presented by Serve Pro. The giveaway celebrates the 25th anniversary of Tony's 3,000th career hit, and the jersey is available in 5 different sizes. While supplies last.
Do they have my size?
I doubt it.
Oh, too small now, right?
Yeah, right. You're too skinny. Yeah, you can't fit into any of these. Anyway, how about I give you a couple of tickets to the game? Monday night to go see the Padres play the Pirates and go get yourself a free Tony Gwynn Henley jersey presented by Serve Pro. And that is Monday night's game. We're going to give 2 tickets away. Right now, to open the show, because you were on time, first person with the correct answer to call in to this question, and here's the question, and don't start calling in yet, because until I give you the question and say it's all right to call, Scraby's not going to answer your call anyway.
It's locked.
So you're not going to get in ahead of anybody. So wait for the question. Here's the little background to the question. Scraby has been going on and on and on over the last month and a half, and now I've kind of joined him.
Yes, you have.
In the fight against Paul Skeens.
Yes.
And now, in my mind, it's not so much a fight against Paul Skeens as it is
the media.
A fight for Jackson Merrill.
And that.
You know, I want Jackson Merrill to win the Rookie of the Year. I think I'm really starting to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that he deserves it. But Paul Skeens remains the odds-on favorite. He's the cover boy of National League Baseball. He started the All-Star Game. He is the Travis Kelce of Major League Baseball, which is saying something.
I feel bad because Paul Skeens is doing nothing. He's not seeking this.
He's just trying to go out there and be a guy and pitch his games. But yeah it's not
He's
happening.
He's not seeking the spotlight.
He's
the media
getting the spotlight.
Is forcing him into it.
So Paul Skeens is the guy that Jackson Merrill and everybody else is going to have to beat to win the Rookie of the Year award. So if Paul Skeens wins the Rookie of the Year award, he would become the first Pirate to be Rookie of the Year since who?
Oh, that's the question.
That's your question. Paul Skeens wins Rookie of the Year this year. He'd be the first Pirate to be named Rookie of the Year since who? The phone number is 833-288-0973. Now you can start calling. So best of luck to everybody. While I tell everybody what is on the program today.
Are you going to take calls and roll the dice?
I don't know what we're going to do. Okay, we might roll the dice. We'll see what the calls look like.
Okay, all right.
We'll see what the calls look like. We might roll the dice, put some people on the air,
okay.
Give them a shot to win this.
Okay.
While they're calling in, though, to win the tickets, Brian Hoying, Padres' new right-hander, who was just acquired from the Marlins. Scraby and I had a really nice visit with him about 15 minutes ago.
He was great.
You're going to hear that interview today in our Friar Friday interview. This is a really good dude. And I got to tell you, he pitched. Here's a note you didn't know, because I didn't know. He pitched in the College World Series.
Yeah, that was cool.
For the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah, Louisville. Yeah.
Louisville. Anyway, he'll be on the show today, so we'll get a chance to meet him. And, of course, we'll get you ready for tonight's game and a little rundown of everything else that's going on in sports while we have the time together.
Yes.
All right. Are we going to go with that group right there?
I've done some shuffling, and I believe this is a random selection.
Random selection. Dice says number four.
Jorge.
Go to line four.
Jorge.
Hello?
Jorge,
hello.
You're on the air. What is the answer to the question?
Paul Warner?
No. Paul Warner. That's not correct.
Little Miss Muffet?
No. I think I know. He was trying to say an all-time old-time pirate
player. Okay, all right.
Let me just make sure we all have the question.
Sorry about
If Paul Skeens wins Rookie of the Year, he'll be the first pirate to be Rookie of the Year since who?
Okay.
For the tickets. It went to line four again. Line two.
Luis?
Do you know?
Luis.
Do you know?
Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente! Not correct. I'm sorry. Sorry, Luis. You lost the pirate question. All right, we're going to do a couple more of these, and then we'll move on, and you'll have to give out the prize.
I think this is kind of fun.
Line four again. Nick?
Nick.
Filled line four quickly. Hi, Nick. Do you know who the last Rookie of the Year was for the Pirates?
Nick?
Hello?
Nick's not there.
All right, hang up on Nick. You open it up to somebody else. Line one.
Anthony.
Anthony. The dice is shining in your favor, Anthony. Do you know the answer?
Jason Bay.
That a boy. Former Padre.
Yep.
And Pirate Jason Bay was the last Pirate to be Rookie of the Year in 2004. It's been a long time, 20 years since the Pirates have had a Rookie of the Year. Hopefully it'll be another year.
Was Benito Santiago the last Rookie of the Year for the Padres?
For the Padres. That's a good question. I didn't look that up, so I'm not sure.
No, well, Will Myers wasn't a rookie with the Padres.
No, Will Myers was not a rookie with the Padres.
When did Jason Bay play for the Padres? Did he ever play like an actual game with the Padres?
Oh, yeah. No, Jason Bay was a Padre, to be sure.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a little while. He didn't. I think he was better with the Pirates than he was with the Padres. You know, he was. And then he went to the Red Sox. Jason Bay. Let's see. Rookie of the Year, 2004. You know what? I take this all back. He played three games with the Padres.
Really? Well, that is...
At the beginning of his career.
Okay.
And then he was traded to the Pirates, where he went on to win Rookie of the Year.
Ooh.
So it's a typical Padre trade back in those days.
That's pretty bad.
We trade Jason Bay. He goes on and wins Rookie of the Year
with
his
Pirates.
New team. Yeah.
For the Pirates.
Oh, man. This is really going to be a throwback. Who did the Padres get in order to give up the future Rookie of the Year?
This is a good question.
They got Oliver Perez, a pitcher, and Brian Giles. Brian Giles did pretty well for the Padres, I must say. But Jason Bay was a Rookie of the Year for the Pirates.
That was a good question, because I had
Thank
no
you.
Idea.
Anthony, you got it. You're going to get to go to see Jason Bay's two
Hang
former
on,
teams.
Yes.
The Padres and Pirates play Monday night. Very
nice
good.
Job.
All right. Everybody else can stop calling now.
Oh, they won't.
People they just keep calling forever, don't they? They think maybe he'll change his mind and come up with another pair of tickets.
You know, I've in therapy, Chris, brought this up before.
You want to understand the mindset that goes along with this?
No. I want to understand why it makes me angry.
Oh, that people keep calling?
Because it's a me problem. It's not a them problem. It's a me problem. So we're unpacking that in therapy.
Yes. Still doing that.
Yes. This next session will probably finish up, and I still won't feel better about it.
I got to be honest. Do you even have enough sessions? Are there enough on Earth available to fix everything that's wrong with you?
I go every 2 weeks, Chris. Okay?
Really?
Yes, I do.
That's good.
Everybody should go.
Honestly, therapy is you know, like when the car, you're operating the car.
Yes.
You know, it needs oil once in a while.
Of course.
Therapy is oil.
That's
how I look at it.
I'm
being honest.
There's nothing wrong with going to therapy because there's
good.
Nothing better than telling a stranger who has no interest in anything your problems, and then they tell you whether or not you're being crazy or, you know. Shouldn't we use the word crazy. I'm sorry.
You're not.
They tell you whether or not that you should be angry or not.
It's good to have somebody just listen sometimes.
Yes, yes.
Benito was the last Padre, by the way, 1987, to win Rookie of the Year. Butch Metzger, 1976, shared the award with Pat Zachary. And as far as I can tell, those are the only two Padres that have ever been named Rookie of the Year. Unless I'm just missing somebody.
Well, we got
here.
One more coming.
Hopefully we have one more coming with
in 2024.
With Jackson Merrill. By the way, just this a little Rookie of the Year trivia. From 1992 to 1996, the Dodgers won the Rookie of the Year every year.
Really?
5 years in a row.
That's unfortunate.
That's pretty crazy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Eric Karros, Mike Piazza, Raul Mondesi, Hideo Nomo, and Todd Hollinsworth.
Chris, how many World Series did they win?
In that stretch?
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay.
There you go. You made me answer that question just to stick it to all the Dodger fans out there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Padres might be winning their first World Series this year. The way they're playing right now, huh, Scrape?
Yeah,
14-2. And steamrolling into Miami for the first game of this series tonight, coming off a sweep of the Pirates and doing it in dramatic fashion with comeback wins both on Wednesday and yesterday. Both games they trailed going into the ninth inning. Both games they came back. The Padres now have, count them, Scraby, 28 comeback victories this year.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot more than I thought. That's a ton.
28 comeback victories this year. And Jackson Merrill, who was the hero of the Wednesday game,
yes,
is the only player in baseball who's hit three or more tying or walk-off home runs in the ninth inning this year. He's done it three times this year.
Expanding upon
that. Another reason to give him the Rookie of the Year.
Expanding upon that, he's the first player ever to do that 21 years or younger.
Okay. I don't know if he's the first.
No, let me go back to Sarah Lang's tweet then.
I think he's one of the few in the last 50 years who has done it.
Jackson Merrill, this is from Sarah Lang. She's always right.
She's good.
Jackson Merrill is the first player with multiple multi-homer games that also included a game-tying or go-ahead home run in the ninth or later at age 21 or younger.
Oh, multi-home run game.
Yeah, I had a little bit different.
There you were, a little different. Okay, yeah. But look, Jackson Merrill's been incredible. We talked about it almost all exclusively on the show yesterday. And again, it's not trying to stick it to Paul Skeens because he's been his own thing, but. And I'm trying not to believe that I'm only saying this because we're in San Diego. I honestly think Merrill's the guy that deserves the award. But you know,
I think
we'll
I said this last night.
Goes.
If I believe that Paul Skeens should win the award, I would say Paul Skeens should win the award. But
nah, I don't think you would.
No, I would because Jackson Merrill has done so much. When I have random family or friends from across the country asking who is this Jackson Merrill guy, I know that he's pretty good.
Here's the thing that's even better about Jackson Merrill, and we all learned it last Friday if you heard our interview with him. And if you missed our interview with him last Friday, that's a cool thing. You can still go back and listen to it anytime you want. He was so good. Go to 97.3thefansd.com or Odyssey app and, you know, call up our interview with Jackson Merrill, myself, Tony, Scraby, last Friday. But the thing about him is that he's doing everything the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually sticks out in this day and age. In this day and age of, hey, look at me, Jackson Merrill is a throwback to the era when athletes said, no, look at all of us. When he hit two home runs the other night, the first thing he said was, what a great comeback we had.
Yeah.
We had.
Yeah.
Not I had, we had.
No, that's why I love the guy.
This is a guy who respects the game. He reveres the game, and he's also playing with a lot of little kid in him out there. He has a lot of fun. He's got a smile on his face. He does things the right way. He plays the game the right way. He respects the game. I mean, all of this should go into consideration. I don't know that it will, but it goes into my consideration as far as how much I really have started to. I mean, I liked them before, but in the last month or so, he's just taken me to another level.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
get the credit for this, Chris. I've been on his team since spring training. So.
I know, and you're the one that said that the Padres are going to catch the Dodgers in the West.
I did.
So, just a recap here. Scraby is the guy who says everything before it happens.
No, not everything.
Let's just know that. And he's also the defending champion in our fantasy football league.
I am. Thank you.
And he officially changed his name to The Champ is Here.
Thank you.
So we have to look at it all year long.
Thank you.
Basically, you need constant.
No, I do not.
You need constant coddling,
evidently. No, I do
coddling,
not.
Evidently.
I do not. I just never win the Fantasy Football League, and I know it irks you that my name is Champ is Here.
Yes, it
That's
does.
Basically the reason that I'm doing it, Chris.
Yes, well, I'm going to wipe that name right off
Yeah? You're going to win the league this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm winning the league this year, and my team name next year will be Scraby is no longer the champ.
It's too long.
That will be my team name next year.
Okay. I hope that you win just so you get the
satisfaction.
Just
so I can do that.
That.
All right. I hope you're right. When we come back, do the Padres have in their midst another postseason award winner? Keep talking about Jackson Merrill. I think there might be somebody else in a Padre uniform who gets postseason hardware. We got a little time to kick that around before we visit with Brian Hoeing on our Friar Friday interview. All ahead of Padres Marlins tonight on 97.3 The
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bam. All right, congrats again to Anthony there, who got the trivia. And he's going to get to go see the Padres take on the Pirates Monday night. Better yet, he's going to get himself a Tony Gwynn jersey, Henley jersey, one of 40,000 that will be given away Monday night before the Padres take on the Pirates. Pirates are in Los Angeles this weekend trying to cause havoc for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And I know the Pirates didn't look very good against us the last few days, but just to, you know, throw this out there, the Pirates are pitching their two best pitchers here to start this L.A. series. They're going to have Mitch Keller tonight and the famous Paul Skeens
yes.
tomorrow night pitching in L.A.
I will be watching that because I am interested to see how he does against, you know, Shohei. And I know that they faced off already this year. Shohei took him deep after he struck him out, so that's a good little matchup.
Didn't they face off? No. Dumb. Stupid.
What?
I almost said, didn't they face off in the All-Star game?
That's a scraby comment.
That was a scraby comment, but I held up.
Good.
It's like a check swing.
Okay.
And they appealed
right.
down the third, and I
you
did
got
not
the
go
safe
around.
Symbol. You got
I did
the
not
safe.
Go around. Here's the thing. Mike Shildt managed a lousy game yesterday, and I mentioned this a couple of times yesterday. I think the Padres were lucky to win that ball game. I definitely would have taken Matsui out. I would have not allowed him to face a right-handed hitter there when I had Jason Adam up in the bullpen and fresh and throwing. But I think Shildt, you know, looked past what, you know, the strategy should have been there. Joey Bart.
Yes.
Same initials. Joey Bart hit a two-run homer off Matsui, almost cost the Padres the game. And then I thought in the ninth inning, a bunt was in order from Peralta once the first two runners got on. I would have bunted the tying run to third and the go-ahead run to second. But again, that all worked out in the end because the guy, you know, O'Neill Cruz made an error. He doesn't make an error, the Padres lose the game. And I think Shildt honestly has some questions to answer.
You know, on the dog walk this morning, I was stopped by a neighbor.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that comment that you made about
right.
if he doesn't throw it away, they're lucky. or if he doesn't throw it away, the game is over and the Pirates win, and the Padres got lucky.
It's true.
He wanted me to specifically tell you that winning teams need luck, and it does not matter how the games go. But I followed it up with, you said it.
I said that yesterday.
Yes, I did follow it up.
I said that. To win 14 out of 16 games, you have to have a certain amount of luck. Manny Machado said the same thing in the paper today. He said, sometimes you got to have a bounce or two go your way. That's how you win 14 out of 16 in the big
league. But I feel like people make the make the win lesser because you say, oh, they got lucky.
Oh, it doesn't make anything lesser. Give me a break. You lose games that you should win. You win a couple you should lose.
Okay.
And I've always believed that. I remember Dick Vermeil, the crying Dick Vermeil. When he was way back when coaching the Eagles, they got into the playoffs one time in a season where they got the fumble at the Meadowlands. Do you remember that? Where they handed off and Herman Edwards picked it up and ran in for the touchdown. The game was over.
Yeah.
And Dick Vermeil looked at his team after they qualified for the playoffs by one game that year, and he said, hey, guys, we may have won a couple that we should have lost, but we also lost a couple we should have won. We're right where we should be.
Okay.
And I believe that for the Padres.
Yeah.
I believe they probably lost a couple on some bad bounces or some plays. And yesterday they got one. But now, I want to go back to why I mentioned Mike Shildt managed a lousy game. Because I'm about to tell you that I think Mike Shildt should be in the running for some postseason hardware, along with Jackson Merrill. Who has done a better job managing this year in the National League than Mike Shildt? Go. I'm just saying to you, if you're thinking out there, look at the entire National League. The Phillies, okay, but they're supposed to be great, and they have been.
Yeah, he's not. Rob Thompson's not up for it. The one guy
I don't know that he's not up for it. I mean, he's having a great season, but the fact that the Phillies are doing great is not a surprise to anybody. The Dodgers certainly aren't good enough to get Dave Robertson consideration this year. I think Pat Murphy with the Brewers, you know, having them on top in the division all year long has been a good bit of work. And I also think the Mets,
yes,
with the new guy there, Mendoza.
Carlos Mendoza.
I think after the start they had and the fact that everybody gave up on the Mets,
yep,
Mendoza. But those, to me, are the only two.
What about Torey Lovello?
The Diamondbacks were in the World Series last year. I think it's going to be really difficult for him to win it in third place the year after he goes to the World Series.
But they're playing. I mean, they're right there neck and neck.
I know they are. Well, look, nobody's out of it. I mean, except for Bud Black. You know, I mean, any team could win their last 40 games. I don't know what's going to happen. But as of right now, I think Mike Shildt is right there neck and neck with those guys for manager of the year. The Padres, don't forget, in the minds of the people out there, they slashed their payroll basically in half. They traded Juan Soto, one of the greatest players the game has ever known. AJ Preller's done a nice job piecing it together. But Mike Shildt has also got the Padres in the position they're in without his number one and number two starting pitchers. There's not another team in baseball, I don't think, that could stay not only afloat, but be winning without their top two pitchers. You maybe can do it without Garrett Cole. You can't do it without Garrett Cole and, you know, the next guy
up.
Right. I don't think too many teams can. The Phillies met Aaron Nola for a while. They couldn't go without Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler.
That's true.
The Padres are gone without their top two guys. They haven't had Bogarts, and they haven't had Fernando Tatis. I think Mike Shildt is at least in the conversation.
I do too.
And I'm saying that after just having criticized him and saying he managed lousy
yesterday.
Every
manager of the year has a lousy managed game.
I'm saying the Padres, I know we look at it from our perspective, so I got to be careful, but I'm really trying to look around the rest of the league and see who's done a better job, and I don't really see anybody that jumps out.
I know this doesn't
Shildt should be there in
into the,
hunt. The
award, but I think there is something about Mike Shildt and his team has picked up on this, that even when it was the worst of the roller coaster part of the season, he stood firm saying that his guys are going to figure it out, and he stood up there and he took all the criticism for what his answers were, and I think that goes a long way with the clubhouse because
it goes a long way with all of us.
All of us too, but they feel like, okay, my manager legitimately has my back. He will take the for lack of a better word, hate for me. And that's huge, I think.
Well, Mike Shildt
was the manager of the year in 2019.
There you go.
So he's won it before. I wouldn't put it past him to win it again. Oh, by the way, you could always ask our friend Bradford Doolittle, who he thinks should be the manager of the year.
By the way, I tracked down his contact information, and we are going to try to get him
on. You're
going
to try to get him on, huh?
I actually do need to...
He needs to back up his article.
I need to know why he ranks Jackson Merrill sixth in the Rookie of the Year award race.
I think it's fair.
If he was third, I wouldn't be as mad. But sixth is crazy.
He put him sixth. And just for fun, while we're on Bradford Doolittle, he has Davey Martinez right now of Washington winning the Manager of the Year. They're in fourth place, 12 games under 500. I know they're the Nationals. That's not Manager of the Year material.
I went to this specific article, Chris, to look and make sure that we were giving the right information, because it looks like an article that was written like three months ago.
It was written yesterday, right? You double-checked it?
I couldn't find any reason to think that it was written
months ago. It was written yesterday. Bradford Doolittle. Get him on the show. I'm, of course, not going to attack him if he comes on the show the way that we've kind of gone after him, you know, here the last couple of days. I have respect for somebody who comes on the show. But at the same time, I think he should have to answer these questions. You know, just explain. What do you see that has Jackson Merrill sixth?
Can't wait for your interrogation.
Yeah, try to get him on.
I think that would be
a big seller. I think the fans would tune in. I think they want to hear that.
I'm going to tune in, and I'm going to have my popcorn over here.
I think the fans want to hear it. More Gwen and Chris coming up, including our Friar Friday interview today with the new Padre right-hander, Brian Hoeing. Former Marlin, he's back in Miami. Said it's a little ironic. I think you'll enjoy the visit. It's coming up.
Joe, looks like Monday's going to be his day at home.
And for Vasquez, when he goes down, any messages, anything to impart?
I mean, it's a tough send down. He's done a great job for us. We are getting Joe Musgrove back, so that's encouraging from that standpoint. Vasquez did a great job. Just continue to improve, which he's done. And he's been able to control counts, been able to land a secondary pitch for strikes. He's been able to go deep in your games. So just continue to fine tune and be efficient with his pitches.
You've seen this before.
Yes, that's right. Mike Shildt talking before the game tonight in Miami there. And a couple of things there that you may have caught on to. Joe Musgrove is in line to return to the Padres rotation Monday night. And he's going to get to start here in San Diego against his former team.
We love you, Scrape.
The Pirates. There's Joe.
I really just wanted to say, we love you.
There's our guy, Joe Musgrove.
I'm happy to see that he's coming back.
Everybody's happy to see him coming back. Is there any Padre fan? I mean, there might be somebody that's, hates the Padres out there. But is there any Padre fan out there that could raise their hand if I said, raise your hand if you don't like Joe Musgrove?
You can find him.
A Padre fan?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because there's some Padre fans that think he's
really?
Just hanging out at Sequan Casino because of his commercial.
Please.
I'm serious.
You people are not very smart out there, some of you. all right. Anyway, no, Joe. Should be back, or will be back, according to Mike Shildt, Monday night at home versus Pittsburgh. The other thing you mentioned there, Randy Vasquez gets sent down. And I like, Shildt's right. That's a tough send down. The guy pitched okay for you. He gave you a lift. As far as I can, as far as I'm concerned, it was not a wasteland when he went out there to start. A wasteland was what happened when Adam Major was pitching, but not Vasquez. He did a, credible job. They're bringing Brito back. Brito's, more accustomed to pitching out of the bullpen. Vasquez going to go down there, keep making some starts. Still may need him, but that's just kind of the way that roster move went today. So, all right, you were up to date
He'll be back.
Of that. Vasquez?
Yeah.
Oh, at some point.
Yes.
But you don't know. He may not be back, this year. They might just stay with the bullpen the way it is. A couple of other notes. This was just a quick baseball note, then we're going to go to our Friar Friday interview with Brian Hoeing. The Minnesota Twins are closing the gap in the AL Central. Did you notice this at all? You don't look at the standings very often.
I do now.
Twins beat the Guards today 4-2 in the first of a doubleheader. They, like the Padres, are only 2.5 games out of first place. The Guards have hit the skids. They've lost six in a row. And all of a sudden, what was a comfortable lead for Cleveland has dissipated in the Central.
Did the Padres start their downfall?
Slightly. They weren't part of the six in a row.
No.
Guardians are 2.5 up on the Twins. The Royals, your Royals, are 3.5 back. The reason I say your Royals is because Bobby Witt Jr. is on Scraby's fantasy team.
Hit two home runs
here
today.
Yeah, here's the funny thing. There's at least, Scraby, at least 200 people listening to me right now who also have Bobby Witt on their team.
And we stand together.
But you think you're the only guy.
No,
you
that's
think
not true.
He does it all for you.
No, that's not, that's
I
not
think you
true.
Do.
You're making me seem like a crazy person.
You are a little crazy.
I am not saying that.
Every time the guy hits a home run, Scraby walks around here with his chest sticking out. I'm like, it's not you.
I've been calling for Bobby Witt Jr. to be the MVP since like 3 years ago.
Well, he's having a tremendous run.
Tremendous, Chris.
I'm
I think he hit 500
it.
For the month of July.
I'm saying it. He's almost, he's unbelievable.
Literally hit 500.
If he does enough to beat out Aaron Judge for MVP, that from Kansas City over the Yankees, that would be one of the great accomplishments in history.
He's going to have to steal a whole lot more bases. He's going to have to hit a whole lot more
runs. He's
going
to have to basically hit 1,000 the rest of the way. But I brought the Twins up because they had a bad injury, though, today. Joe Ryan, one of their real good starters.
Yeah.
Tear in his right shoulder. And he left the Wednesday start against the Cubs at Wrigley Field, where you were. So there he's on the 15-day injured list, but they're saying he's gone for like a while, weeks to months.
Ew.
That hurts the Twins.
Carlos Correa has been out for a while too, so they're doing all this without.
Yeah,
well,
Joe Ryan's a really good pitcher for the Twins. He's 7-7, 3.60 ERA, but you know those are just number. He's one of their top guys. So big injury for the Twins today. All right, let's get to Brian Hoeing, who kind of burst on the scene with his performance in Tuesday's rain-delayed game in Pittsburgh. We got to see him pitch. Now let's get to know him on today's interview on Fryer Friday. And it is our Fryer Friday interview, and this week we visit with new Padres right-hander Brian Hoeing. Joins us here from Miami, where he was traded from to the Padres, along with Tanner Scott, about 10 days ago. So my first question, Brian, is how has the last 10 days been for you? What kind of whirlwind has it been for you?
It's definitely been a whirlwind, but it's been a good whirlwind. you know, for me, I didn't really expect to get traded. I'm thankful that I did come into an organization like the Padres, first-class organization that prides itself on winning and has a really good culture. So just kind of seeing a different, you know, side of, you know, a team. The guys have been great, welcoming me with open arms. Everybody's been friendly and super helpful. It's kind of ironic that, you know, 10 days later, me and Tanner and even Louie Arias are back in Miami where we all met each other. So it definitely came full circle this weekend.
Yes, it did. We're talking to Brian Hoeing, a Padres relief pitcher here on 97.3 The Fan. And here in San Diego, Brian, we sometimes call your pitching coach, Ruben Niebla, the pitching whisperer. So I just want to know, what was it like to work with him for the first time, or what's it like to work with him currently?
Yeah, he's been great so far. Super helpful already. I know I've only been here 10 days, but we've talked a little bit about, you know, some of my pitch usages and, you know, things that they, you know, hope that they can see change in my arsenal, which I think has been, you know, beneficial for me out there in my performance wise. But he also just brings really good energy. He's able to listen. It's not just a one-way street. He wants to hear what we have to say too about his thoughts. And I think that's how you grow as a, you know, as a pitcher. And as a pitching coach as well, but definitely helping me with my arsenal and usage percentage with certain pitches.
Brian Hoeing kind of arrived on the scene as far as the Padres are concerned in that rainout game the other night in Pittsburgh, and ended up pitching almost four innings there and helping the Padres to a great win with a beautiful effort. You know, the whole bullpen, I mean, eight shutout innings.
Yeah.
But how did that come about? I mean, it started to rain. I'm sure Cease didn't immediately ask out of that game. In fact, if I know Dylan, he probably really didn't ever want out of that game. So how did that finally go, that, you know, when you got the word and they said, hey, we're going to put you go as far as you can go?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. See, his mindset was, I'm going back out there. I mean, they're legit going to have to drag this ball out of my hand. That's basically what happened. I mean, it was a two and a half, I think it might have been a 2.5 hour delay or somewhere.
And yeah,
it's just not worth throwing, you know, Dylan Cease, one of the best starters in the league, back out there for risk of injury. And I've kind of been in that situation before. I've been a hybrid pitcher my whole career. So in a situation like that, my mind, you know, started clicking a little bit. I said, hey, I'm telling myself, you know, this is probably going to be me. So just, you know, stay locked in. At no point did I think the game was ever going to get canceled. I was telling myself, like, we're going to play this game. We're going to play this game. So I could just stay mentally focused. And, yeah, the Ruben and Fritz both did a really good job of just communicating with me and saying, hey, look, if this goes past a certain time, we're going to go with you. So the whole rain delay, I was focused and ready to go. But, yeah, I mean, that game was crazy just with the rain delay and then the bullpen really stepping up in a huge way. I think we had a shutout that game as well.
Yeah.
But the cool part about the bullpen is that everybody is really good stuff. I mean, really good competitors. And I think we really just passed the baton from one person to another and just kind of like, all right, I got your back, you got my back, and let's do this thing.
We're talking to Brian Hoeing here, Padres relief pitcher on 97.3 The Fan. And how comfortable, Brian, I think you went 3 2/3 that night. How comfortable are you going deep into games? Like, is there a pitch limit, or are you just kind of going until you feel like it's time to, you know?
He's a hybrid, Scraby.
I know.
He can go on gasoline or electricity.
Oh, there we go. I like
Doesn't
that,
matter
Chris.
To
Thank
him.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, you kind of have to be a little bit careful. I mean, for my health, you have to be careful. You can't just throw me out there for 5-6 innings so I'm not built up, which currently I'm not really built up for that much. But, I mean, I was built up for, you know, 50 pitches or so. I threw 3 innings in Milwaukee about 2 weeks ago. That was around 50 pitches. So, you know, in a situation like that with a rain delay where we really just need to, you know, kind of, you know, fill up some innings there, I am a guy that can just – I like to think, knock on wood, but I like to work efficiently, just get early contact ground balls and just get it in and out of at bats. But yeah, my knock on wood too, my health is very important. I've been able to stay healthy most of my career. So, but yeah, I'm able to go multiple and one inning at a time, just kind of whatever the team needs.
Brian is a Louisville Cardinal, for those who are wondering. And just a little background for those who don't know. You were drafted, I think, out of high school in something like the 35th or 6th round.
Yeah.
Then drafted again after your junior season, but still in the 32nd round. And then after your senior year, you got all the way up to the 7th round and signed with the Marlins. Here's my question. What was the biggest, the 32nd round and the 7th round? Did you change, or did their opinion of you change?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My senior year, I had 2 major surgeries. It's funny, I was just talking about how I've stayed healthy in my career, but I actually did have 2 major surgeries my senior year. I had an ACL and UCL surgery, so that kind of hurt my draft stock my senior year. And it was more so, I think, of a courtesy pick out of high school. I mean, I think it was by the D-backs. They were just kind of like, hey, we like you. We know you probably won't sign, but just in case we can work something out, here's an opportunity. And at that point, coming off 2 major surgeries, like, you know, I think better meant for my career, I should go to Louisville here and get healthy and pitch against some good competition in college. And then, I got drafted by the Giants, I believe, in 18. And that came down to just the money amount. We didn't really agree on what the money was going to be, so I went back for my last year at Louisville and had a pretty good year. Honestly, it timed out really well. I kind of, you know, bet on myself a little bit. Had a solid year. We went to the World Series as well, which was really cool. Going from the 30-something round to the 7th round, I'd say it paid off.
Yeah, definitely
good
paid
move,
off.
Good move.
Brian, what's it like going from a team without playoff aspirations and going to a team just a couple games back of first place in the division?
It's definitely different. You know, in the flip of a switch, you're going from last place in your division to, you know, fighting for, you know, the division title and even the wild card spot. So something to play for. The energy is phenomenal. The guys bring the energy every single day. We know what's at stake here. We want to get to the postseason. Every single baseball player, I think, in the MLB want to get to the postseason. So I'm fortunate enough, I would say Tanner would say the same thing, to, you know, thankful to get put in this opportunity where we are, you know, kind of control our own destiny here. As long as we play well throughout the stretch, hopefully we're playing some October baseball. I think that's all we all want to do is pitch in a postseason game. It's really atmosphere in front of the Padres fans.
Yeah, we got some pretty good fans out here, and I'm sure you're probably already realizing that in a short time. Brian Hoeing is one of the newest Padres. We're going to let you roll here. Just wanted to come full circle. We talked about it being kind of a whirlwind 10 days. Like, how much of San Diego do you even get to see in the short time you've been here? And are you still trying to move in someplace? Has somebody put you up in town? How is?
Yeah.
Do you need to rent my garage or what's the situation?
Well, hey, I might take you up on that.
Okay.
The staff, TJ, the travel coordinator here, did a phenomenal job of making the whole process very smooth for me. They put me in a hotel, the Omni, right across the stadium.
Wow.
So I was able to just walk 30 seconds over the ballpark, which is a very nice commute to work.
Yeah.
But when I get back, we worked out a deal with one of the apartments nearby, so I will be in an apartment, but I haven't really gotten to experience San Diego that much. I know that it offers some really good food and some really nice people and really good weather. So I'm hoping here in the next 2 months or so, I can kind of find some time to really enjoy it and get to know San Diego really well. Because I feel like it has some really cool things to offer.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot to offer this Padre club, and already we've seen it. We appreciate your time and wish you a very successful last month and a half here. And I think we will see everybody in October baseball. So, Brian, welcome to San Diego, and thanks for being on our show today.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hi, there goes Brian Hoeing. I hope you enjoyed meeting him, by the way. If he took me up on the offer, my wife has so much stuff in the garage, I think he'd find it rather uncomfortable.
I was going to say, does Kylie sleep in the garage?
The dog?
Yeah.
Kylie the dog. Let me put it this way, Scraby, and I think you know the answer to this.
Yes.
I'm more likely to sleep in the garage than Kylie the dog is.
Kylie has the most expensive bed in the house.
Yes, Kylie's not going in the garage. If there's any question, I'm going
but
in the garage.
Brian Hoeing may have needed an emotional support dog by being in the garage, so it would work out.
Kylie wouldn't provide that. Our dog.
By the way,
she's a little spoiled. She's not in the mood to be a support dog for anybody.
So I saw this in the airport, and we have about 10 minutes.
Okay, we have time.
I saw this in the airport, and it floored me. But someone was in there with a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Taking the golden retriever on the plane.
Yeah.
Where does a golden retriever sit on the plane?
Emotional support dog.
But the golden retriever is huge. Like, that would be like me bringing Lucky on the plane.
I think
where is he going
to buy another ticket?
You have to buy two, but.
Well, there you go.
Is Lucky just going to sit there with the seatbelt on the entire time?
No, why
do you need a.
No seatbelt. Lucky doesn't need a seatbelt.
But do you think it's kind of crazy that a golden retriever is on a plane? I don't know how else to do it.
You know how we are on this show, I think, in general.
We're dog lovers.
We're dog lovers. We're also people lovers. We also understand that people have needs that maybe you and I don't have.
True.
People have allergies
that you and I don't have.
So I get the fact that there are some people that need a dog to be with them as a support animal.
I have no issues with that.
But what you're saying
a golden retriever.
You're saying get a little more
massive dog.
Airplane friendly.
I would drive before I took Lucky on a plane. There's zero chance I would take my 80-pound husky
if you're going to
golden
Alaska
retriever
or something.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else to do. I cannot imagine myself trying to corral Lucky for 4 hours on a plane.
Right. Well, you thought that was ridiculous. I think this is ridiculous. Jim Harbaugh, the current coach of your Los Angeles Chargers of Anaheim. Jim Harbaugh will be back at Michigan Stadium this year for the Wolverines season opener. The former Michigan coach who led the Wolverines to the national championship last year has accepted an invitation to be the team's honorary captain on August 31st, game against Fresno State. Here's why I think this is a little ridiculous.
Why?
Earlier this week, the NCAA announced a 4-year penalty for Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah, that.
For impermissible contact with recruits and players while he was cheating his way to a national title. Harbaugh,
can you stop with the cheating? Because everybody has recruitment violations.
Everybody cheats. I think you're right. The thing that bothers me the most about Harbaugh is that he is flat out so adamantly against the fact that he could have possibly pushed the envelope at all.
Yeah, that is... Yeah.
It's the Pete Rose syndrome. Pete Rose, had he just come out and said, I bet on baseball, I had a gambling problem, I'm trying to get it fixed, Pete Rose would have been vilified for a while.
Do you believe that, though?
Yes, he would. I don't think there's any question he'd be in the Hall of Fame. But the fact that he has denied it and did deny it and now finally has come clean to a certain, you know, less than, you know, extent, that's what, to me, has kept him out. Watergate, it wasn't the crime, it was the cover-up. Jim Harbaugh's insistence that he had nothing to do with any of the fact that his assistant coaches were on the other team's sidelines, stealing plays, listening in at practice. I mean, Jim, we're not that. I know you're a USD guy. I know everybody loves you. But I just can't be that stupid to believe that a head coach at Michigan would just be so much out of the loop that all of these things could happen without his knowledge.
Me too. I mean, you can also tell when someone is so convinced that they didn't do something. He may actually believe, Chris, that he didn't
do
anything wrong.
He might believe that. Yeah, he said, if you lie enough, it becomes the truth in your own mind.
I guess so.
I mean, he was asked about it today, and here's what he said. I'm stopping this engagement right there with commenting. That's it. He's not going to talk about it anymore. He's not going to say anything. He's going to hide behind the fact that, you know, I really didn't do anything wrong, et cetera, and I'm going to go on and I'm the coach of the Chargers now.
These things always, the truth always comes out at some point, so we'll know one day. And what if he's actually telling the truth? I don't believe that, but you never know. I mean, when Jim Harbaugh was the head coach of the 49ers, he proved many times that he was willing to go that little extra length. I mean, the guy wears cleats when he coaches, and that's not a joke.
He's out there with cleats
on. He literally has cleats.
Harbaugh is a competitor. Harbaugh is obviously a really good coach. Can't take any of that away from him. Bobby Knight was a really good coach. He had a flaw or two. You know, Bobby Knight.
I'm just saying. I like
Bobby Knight, but Bobby Knight was kind of a crazed individual.
Kind of.
Harbaugh borders on being a bit of a crazed individual. What did he say the other day? All he's going to do is go back and coach like a man possessed or something that no one's ever seen on this earth. I mean, his terminology was like only Harbaugh could say
but
that.
But that's why I love him, because I identify with his crazy. I love when he says stuff like that. But I also think, hey, just come clean. You're in the NFL now. There's nothing they can do to you. You just probably can't ever coach in college again, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are, but he can apparently be the captain for the first game.
Okay, that leads me to this point.
Do you think Michigan is just kind of, you know, throwing, just like saying to the NCAA, giving them the bird by bringing him in?
I think they're like, hey, we don't care. We won the national title. We will pay this
right,
penalty.
Yes.
We've done everything. This is going
to happy to pay.
We are going to live off this national title for 10 years or 15 years, and we don't care.
All right. You might be right. All right, you got 2 minutes left to talk about your new favorite sport in the Olympic Games. But before you talk about that, let's pause for station identification.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, it's Chris Ella. We talk Padres, but I like to steer the discussion in the direction of the Aztecs as well. Listen for yourself, Gwynn and Chris, 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays on 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, I was going to introduce you. Scraby's got a new item to pick on in the summer games.
Yeah, actually, let me do this real quick.
All right. I mean,
this makes me feel like the world's best athletes are coming together to compete against each other in the Olympic Games. One of the Olympic Games I was most looking forward to, Chris, was called breaking.
We had a big conversation about that with our guy Mark Ziegler when he was on. And he's said there's a ton of people from San Diego in the breaking event. And it's a big deal. It's finally started after all this time.
Yes. I watched it this morning, Chris.
So you watched it this morning. You've been looking forward to it. And what happened? Major disappointment, I hear.
It was one of the stupidest things I've ever watched.
Stupidest things I've ever watched.
Now, these people are great at what they do. I do not think this qualifies as an Olympic sport. I was watching.
Why not? Like, what's different about it than, you know, ballroom dancing was 8 years ago?
I just couldn't get into it like it was. Well, see, I didn't think ballroom dancing was a sport either. But when I was watching this, I was just thinking, I waited 2 weeks for this. This is not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be much cooler, but I'm over it.
Why is it? What has been lacking? Like Sam Levitt, the breaking expert that he is.
Yes.
And anybody who's seen Sam Levitt, one of the coolest street guys on the planet. You know, we should bring him in. He's outside the studio.
I want to get him to stick up for himself.
But Sam Levitt said that these breakers that he watched in the Olympics weren't half as good as the guys he used to see on his street corner in Manhattan where he grew up.
He did say this.
So he's obviously a judge of this stuff.
I think the atmosphere was the problem because they were trying to make it this cool breaking atmosphere. I just didn't get into it, and Maria agrees with me. Breakdancing was just cringy. Katrina agrees with me on that too.
Really?
So
I should not.
You need to watch it for your own.
I was looking forward to it.
You need to watch it for your own opinion.
Okay. Will do. Everybody have a good weekend. Padres go storm the Marlins. We'll be back Monday to wrap all that up and get you ready for the Pirates coming in next Monday night and the Tony Gwynn jersey giveaway and Musgrove returning to the mound and all that. So have a great weekend. Sam Levitt's pregame is next for Tony Gwynn Jr., who will be back with us Monday, and Mr. Scraby, Chris Ello. Adios.
Adios.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.